up, Pod Worlds? Fucking, it is literally, what's today, bro? I don't even know. It's fucking a Wednesday. It is Wednesday. No, Tuesday. Shit. Yeah. I was supposed to be at work, but fucking I got off. It's a Tuesday. And it's the 28th. And it is 1:33. Now, if you ended up looking at our Twitter page, Instagram page, and Facebook page, you will actually see us tell you that we actually got the flu.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It's ass.
Sal, tell them fucking how the flu feels. It's your first time fucking getting it.
No, I've had the fucking moment you shit uncontrollably.
Oh, so you've had
the flu. Christmas. I've had the flu on Christmas a couple times. I've had to move Christmas twice. Or three times. I don't know. I had to move it to like New Year's because we were just dying. Everyone in the house was fucking sick.
Really?
Couldn't move, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Tell them freaking how much the flu sucks versus like a regular cold and those people that think a flu shot really doesn't help or like...
I don't get my flu shot.
You don't get your flu
shot? I never gotten it my whole life.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you. You get the flu.
Yeah, very rarely. Only a few times.
What do you freaking use to prevent the flu?
My fucking natural supplements, different types of plants, capsules.
What? Explain to the community so they can fucking think of these ideas.
Garlic's important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and especially if you're eating foods, eat like soups with onion, that's good too.
Mm-hmm.
Echinacea and fucking golden seal, fucking vitamin C.
The hell is echinacea?
It's a flower. It looks kind of like a daisy and a sunflower, but they're pink.
Really?
Yeah. It helps when you're sick.
Interesting.
Yeah. Lots of different supplements.
Had to fucking shoo away the cat. The cat was fucking getting in our shit. Meowing. Trying to be like a horny fucking cat it is. Because, what, your cat's not fixed?
No, I need to get my cat fixed.
Yo, listen, world. If you don't want fucking your cat, you at the end of the day, I just got a notification that my fucking promise ring came in. They fucked up with my promise ring, so I had to get another one. But anyways, fucking off track. Yeah, if you think your cat doesn't need to be fucking vaccinated, not vaccinated, just they're, like, fixed in general, or, you know, get freaking, you know, your cat where, like, you can't have a child, especially if it's a fucking female.
Yeah.
You should definitely end up fucking, you know, getting them fixed. Because you do not want kittens. It really just blows at the end of the day.
There's like a ton of them, and what are you going to do with them?
Yeah.
You got to find homes for them, people that aren't scumbags.
Yeah, you got to find homes for them and whatnot. And it's kind of just really overall hard. And really, at the end of the day, it's just a, you know, it's a hassle.
Yeah.
Just to try to find those freaking cats a home. And, like, you don't know how many cats you're about to fucking get.
Mm.
You could get a decent amount of fucking kittens, bro.
Yeah.
You could just be popping out. What's the maximum amount of fucking kittens that fucking a cat can have?
Probably about 12 or something. I know they can have a lot.
Yeah, dude. It's not as much as fucking, like, a bat would have, or, like, a horse, or...
No, I think a horse,
no, horse
has
just has
one. Yeah. It's very rare that they have two.
Yeah. But, like, what animal has fucking, like, an outrageous amount of fucking... You know, things. I'm pretty sure fucking dogs have a lot of fucking puppies that come out of
rats.
The fucking... Rats, bro?
Yeah,
rats
they'll
fucking
have like 20, 30 fucking children at a time.
Dude, that's nuts, bro. Like, I'd rather fucking deal with freaking just... I don't know. Maybe a bunch of rats is... It's okay.
Yeah, the rats can't take care of themselves. The majority of them die and
they
consume...
eat each other.
Yeah, it's just nasty.
Yeah.
The mother will just consume them.
Yeah, it's
just
fucking...
blatantly, it's so bad.
It's so fucking gross. Like, it's really, really, really fucking just disgustingly gross. But, yeah. Dude, my Crohn's is fucking really killing me today. Like, my stomach. Just in general. If you hear this fucking flipping, that's me going through our notebook. Dude, we come more prepared than people think. We don't just think of these on the top of our head. Or, like, these are random subjects that we think of, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, if some random topic comes in into our fucking podcast and an interview, still talk about it. You know what I mean? Yo. Don't you hate when wallets are fucking, like, not big enough for, like, people that have, like, massive, probably, like, credit card debt, or, like, they just have, like, a bunch of gift cards, because they get a bunch of gift cards or shit, and they have nowhere to fucking put it, because, like, at the end of the day, you put it in your wallet, you get the most fucking longest, or the most fucking biggest wallet you could get, besides fucking the ones that look like a purse and makes you look like a fucking, like, a gay homo. I mean, there's nothing wrong with freaking gays. I like freaking, you know, I have fucking 300 fucking people that are freaking my friends that are gay. And, you know, no problem with that. But, like, I just feel like it would attract too much attention freaking from other guys freaking with me if I was carrying a fucking wallet that looked like a purse. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. I feel like they need to make, like, bigger wallets, or they need to extend it a little bit more. Just extend pants in general. Yeah. So, like, you can end up fucking sticking your wallet into your freaking pant and being more comfortable.
They're gonna get rid of credit cards soon.
I mean,
100%. No, I'm telling you, bro. Every Apple already has their fucking bank system now. They have a bank set up where you can get all your stuff right directly through Apple now. I'm telling you.
What?
Like, Apple has its own bank now. Like, you can have your checks deposited into an Apple bank account thing, and you can use that money directly in Apple Pay, and it gives you an Apple debit card, too. But the debit cards are going, I'm telling you. It's going to be all on your phones and watches now.
Sooner or later. Very soon. Dude, I won't have a problem with that.
No.
Honestly. It would make your life so much more
easier. You'll never lose a card.
Yeah, that, but, like, if your phone dies, then what?
Yeah.
You're,
like,
fucked.
It's so easy. It's getting so easy to charge phones. You can charge I can't remember what company made it, but, like, you put the phone back to the back of your other phone, and it'll charge it from another phone. You can ask somebody, like, yo, can I get a charge, and, like, touch your phones together.
What the
And it charges them.
Fuck, bro.
Yeah.
That's, like, the revolution right there, man. You hear this fucking audience? That's, like, revolution literally fucking hitting the fucking fan. Yo. Surprise! I forgot to tell you this. We're fucking doing a podcast because fucking you thought we weren't. Yo, don't you hate when, like, you got, like, a piece of glass, right? Or, like, a window from a car. Or, like, you got fucking, you know, the paint from the car. Or even, like, you know, your brand new TV. You got a sticker. And you pull it off, and it leaves this fucking sticky-ass fucking residue shit. It doesn't just peel right off. Why can't every other sticker in the world be like that, bro? How much time does it take to make one... How much money does it take to make one simple sticker that doesn't leave off a residue? It doesn't take that much.
Yeah.
It really doesn't at the end of the day.
Because there's, like, companies that do it.
Yeah, there's companies that do it. Like, you can get them fucking, you know... You could get them pre-made, bro. Fucking our stickers, they don't even leave a residue.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we do have fucking an actual fucking company making them, but still, like...
I feel like our stickers would leave residue. I feel like they're kind of hard to yank off.
I pulled them off, bro. They're literally fucking real easy, dude. They come off fucking with just, like, a simple fucking pull and fucking, you know, scrape, whatever. No residue. Huh. They come off in different types of pieces. It comes off in sections.
That's so weird.
Yeah, there's no way fucking we're gonna get fucking, you know, in trouble for sticking it on somewhere because...
It just yanks right off.
Yeah, it just yanks right off. So at the end of the day, yeah. I mean, the other ones, the little tiny ones that we're gonna be doing, the little tiny stickers. Wait until you see those fucking floating around. They're gonna be little tiny fucking 1.5 by 1.5 squares fucking QR codes. We're gonna be placing them everywhere. We're gonna give them to fucking everybody. Just, like, place it wherever. We have no fucking correlation fucking with you. If you get into trouble, not our problem. Whole nine yards. We can't stop them. You know what I mean? Yo, speaking of fucking residues and shit, and, like, stickiness and whatnot, what's up with envelopes and fucking how the second you lick them and you close them, if you forget something, or you forgot something to do something,
the envelope is shot.
The envelope is shot. Especially if you put the sticker on, bro. Now, see? Here we go again. If you had a sticker that doesn't leave a residue,
You can yank that fucking sticker off. Why not post stamps, bro? Why can't post stamps be fucking...
Because I know people be yanking them off each other's mail to use.
But at the end of the day, they can end up making a sticker where it's fucking a barcode on there. Mm-hmm. All they have to do is update their system. They scan everything else, bro.
Yeah.
Like, why can't they fucking scan it? Like, just update your fucking system. There's so many different ways. It's called incompetence, bro. Everybody's an incompetent motherfucker. In freaking most fucking reality. Like, in most reality, bro. I don't even know how I'm freaking going to say it, bro. I got a fucking massive, headache. Just pounding.
Oh.
I mean, I did take ibuprofen. And my stomach's been fucking killing me. Because of my Crohn's. I don't know why. Maybe it's fucking from that yogurt. Yeah, that yogurt. Listen to this.
Oh, shit.
Yogurt on the ground. Yogurt on the ground, because I dropped a fucking yogurt on the ground. Yeah. Cultured grade, a low-fat milk. That shouldn't screw my stomach up. That should be really good for my stomach.
Yeah.
Sugar. That might screw my stomach up. Water. Fructose. That's what's screwing my stomach up. Strawberries. Modified food starch. That's probably what's freaking screwing my stomach up. Cornstarch, modified cornstarch.
Ew, why is all that in yogurt?
Artificial flavors, malic acid. Dude, that's the shit that makes things sour. Remember when?
Yeah.
There's a fucking video. I'm not gonna fucking say where, but my friend, we had a bet, and he fucking did it for $5. Actually, two people. They both did it for $5. If you've ever heard of it, it's called malic acid. It comes in a you can get it in a powder, you can order it on the Amazon, eBay, wherever. It's 100%, you know, legal, it's, you know, doesn't affect anything. It's the stuff that they sprinkle on, and they only take a little bit if you really fucking realize it. After you get the malic acid, you'll understand. They only take a tiny, tiny bit and sprinkle it right on top of these, like, Sour Patch Kids and whatnot. Because that shit really makes things sour. If you fucking buy that in the bottle straight, it's literally fucking horrendous.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible.
But one day, my friend got the bright idea to ask my two other friends, I'm not going to say any names, but they ended up freaking, you know, straight up fucking saying, yo, I'll give you $5. I'll give you both $5, so freaking, you know, two people, it's $10, both give you freaking, $5, if you take this malic acid, and you end up snorting it. Why would you do that? Why would you fucking even think of that? Let me just, we're gonna have a fucking silent pause for a few seconds, okay? Just a silent pause for a few seconds, okay? How stupid do you have to fucking be to snort some malic acid? How stupid do you have to be to fucking end up freaking snorting something that's sour? Okay? I didn't even have the brightest idea to fucking do that. I was like, no fucking way, it ain't happening, bro. So, you know, they thought about it, and then they end up fucking doing it anyways. So they fucking do it, the whole nine yards. Next minute you know, you got fucking them screaming on the top of their motherfucking lungs, bro. Like, screaming to the point to where he was, like, fucking punching. Because this was in my car, bro. Fucking, we were just hanging out. And we had the brightest idea to fucking do this. Because I pulled it out and I said, yo, look at this. It's fucking some sour shit. This is the shit that they fucking put in things that's sour. Fucking taste it. And, you know, they try it and whatnot. I don't know who decided to fucking get the bright idea to fucking snort it. So, first guy, he ends up snorting it. He screams on the top of his lungs like a little motherfucking girl. Like, I shit you not, a motherfucking girl. Like, really, like, a high-pitched motherfucking girl. And it's nuts. So, that was the first fucking person that did it. And, you know, the second person that's supposed to be doing it, pretty sure if you see that reaction, bro,
you shouldn't do it.
Like, yeah, you shouldn't do it.
Why would you do it after seeing that reaction?
But he really wanted that $5, I guess, dude. He really did. He wanted that fucking $5, dude. Because at the end of the day, he still fucking took it. And he did a bigger fucking line of fucking this malic acid. Like it was like cocaine or something. I'm like, bro, dude,
you're not doing any drugs, like, stay away from drugs, don't do drugs, but, like, you're snorting this malic acid like it's fucking, you know, just nothing, and he snorts it. He gets halfway through the wine, he didn't even finish it, and he had the $5 bill. He had it in his right hand, and he clenched it so fucking hard, and starts punching the back fucking seat of my fucking car, or the fucking front, the front seat, but on the back side of my fucking, you know, driver's seat car, or fucking seat. He starts punching it repeatedly, and then he starts screaming on the top of his lungs, trying to grab his nose, you know, trying to fucking stick his fucking finger up his nose, scraping it. You know, it was so bad, bro. It was so fucking bad. But at the end of the day, we had a great time. Like, at the end of the day, we were dying of laughter. My fucking phone alarm just went off. At the end of the day, you know, we were dying of laughter. And it was just a funny-ass fucking night that night. I'll never forget that day. As long as I live, I'll never forget that day. It always comes back. Like, I forget some stupid shit. I forget shit, but, like, stupid shit that I fucking did in my past, bro. I'll never forget that. I can't forget that shit, you know? So, my girlfriend wants me to fucking go into detail. She actually texts me. She goes and fucking says this. I'm gonna read her fucking the exact text message that she sent me. Read this out loud. Testicles have taste buds.
Yeah, you heard me.
Testicles have taste buds. Apparently, scientists up in where? East Bumblefuck?
I have no clue.
Found out that fucking, apparently if you like dip your testicles in what was it, soy sauce or any fucking ingredient, you taste it in your mouth?
Apparently.
Yo, I've been debating on just like taking my balls and dipping it in soy sauce, but like I just don't want to at the end of the day. It's just like, I don't want my balls fucking smelling
like soy sauce.
Yeah, or like even having the hint of it, or me getting like a fucking tiny infection on my nuts because I decided to have the bright idea and listen and put soy sauce on my fucking balls. Like, nah, dude, I'm good. But like, definitely comment if you guys try it. Like, if the audience, if you tried it, comment and be like, yo, my testicles have taste buds, or like, actually, like, tell us if you actually physically, you know, tasted something. Because we would definitely fucking love to, like,
yeah,
we would definitely love to hear freaking, like, views and actually fucking read fucking what somebody says and whatnot at the end of the day. But yo, Sal, fucking tell them about Pathmark.
Oh, yeah.
And that arrest.
I was.
Just tell them fucking. Don't even mention the town, but just tell them.
I was telling a story over the short, never seen break, the hidden break, the secret break.
Yeah, because we had a break.
And, it was about fucking guy I seen get arrested in ShopRite one time. I mean, not ShopRite, Pathmark. So I'm just sitting there. It was a few years ago, because Pathmark's not even around. Pathmark's a fucking relic of the past. They closed down fucking years ago.
Really?
Yeah, they've been gone. That the last store was in Staten Island, I think, and that closed a while ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know. Out
of business.
Damn.
Yeah, their food was kind of shitty, though, but, like, the store's kind of nice store. I like the store. Anyway, sitting in the parking lot of Pathmark, because my mom is getting a lemonade mix in the store. We're going to the beach. So I'm just sitting in there, feet kicked up on the dash. It's 2013, and I was playing some dubstep. blasting it off of my iPad obnoxiously for no reason whatsoever. And I just see these fucking guys pull up in this, like, copper orange Mustang.
You know when they're pulling up in a copper Mustang or, like, a car that just looks like a blatantly, like, regular car. Mm. You know they're fucking up. Like, somebody that is fucking dealing with that, like, those cops in there, fucking up.
Anyways. Yeah. No, they pull up, and then they go, and the two guys got out of that car, and then two guys got out of another car that pulled up. I couldn't see that car. And they're talking and shit, and it was a fucking drug bust. And so all of a sudden, like, as they're going down with this whole deal, you know, the cops, like, you know, let these guys know, and these guys bolt as fast as they can, but, like, morons, they bolt directly towards the store. And now the way that the plaza's set up, there's nowhere, if you run in that direction, there's nowhere to go. You're just running towards a wall. There's, like, it's stores all around you. The whole strip mall surrounds, like, half the parking lot.
Fucking, it's an L shape.
Yeah.
There's no fucking alleyway.
So his dumbass runs towards there.
There's no trees. There's no way to fucking get on to the other end, bro. No. It's literally a couple of stores, and then it makes a fucking L, solid brick wall, and then just, you know, keeps going down. Why would you do that?
But anyways. Yeah, and so these people take off, and these guys are flying. And then these two cops take off, and they're running, and they're fucking flying. And then another cop jumps out of one of those little fucking cart corrals. He must have been, like, hiding, chilling in there for who knows how long. Because I was in the parking lot for a long time. Because my mother takes forever when she was in the store, I feel like. That's a pretty relatable topic, but, yeah, so they start bolting, and now there's three cops, because the guy jumped out of the car corral, and as soon as they get to Pathmark, the cop jumps, like Superman, just 8 feet, and like RKOs this man right from the neck to the ground, and is instantly arrested. It was fucking ridiculous.
Yo, that's fucking a nut-ass story, bro. But yo, when you said fucking relatable topics... Yo, definitely, when my fucking father is inside of a store, or just going to a store,
usually for, like, one thing, though.
One simple thing.
It takes, like, 10
fucking, you know, years. Like, a couple different things, dude. It could be, like, two fucking items. It could be, like, a gallon of milk.
Yeah, that's what they're supposed to go in for.
My dad would take 10 years for it. But, like, in reality, it's probably not even that long. But, no, it probably is, in all honesty. Because, like, at the end of the day, why does it take 5 hours to get a gallon of milk? Why does it take a solid 10 minutes to get a gallon of milk when you're only driving 2 minutes away? Or why does it take a solid 30 minutes when you're only driving 5 minutes away?
Yeah.
Like, there's no reasoning for that. At the end of the day. But, like, I feel like everybody's parents do that.
Yeah.
It's just like, they want to get away from their child. Like, I'm going to walk around.
Hide in the store.
I feel like that's what the freaking parents really do. You know what I hate about fucking black cars? The black cars always get pollen on them.
Yeah. In the springtime, yellow cars.
It blows. It really does. Like, it completely sucks at the end of the day. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I prefer to fucking have, like, I don't know. Definitely a different color car. Because even white cars,
they get filthy in the wintertime.
Yeah, they get filthy with salt, dirt, just dust.
Yeah, nasty.
Collection of fucking ass, booty shit. Booty horrible shit, dude. And other states, like white, you probably don't get, it doesn't get that dirty in other states.
Yeah, like, if you don't deal with the snow is really what fucks it up.
Yeah, the snow is what really fucks it up. But like down in New Jersey, we got all this fucking snow, they're always salting the ground. They're always spraying salt, calcium, and a bunch of other shit, and it's getting all on the bottom of your fucking car on the outside. It just sucks, in all honesty. But you know what fucking really freaking sucks about the black cars?
The heat.
Yeah, the summertime heat, bro.
It's like 5 million degrees.
Dude, literally collects so much, like, excessive heat. There's no reasoning fucking that you need that much heat.
Especially when the interior car is black too. Like, my mother had a car.
Change the fucking coating of a fucking black car that looks like black but doesn't fucking attract the sun.
Yeah, there's no way.
I know.
It's booty.
It's impossible.
I would want a car with the fucking...
Put a coating over the fucking black that fucking reflects the sun off then.
Mm.
There's gotta be fucking some way to release that heat, dude.
If I could paint the car with any paint, I'd probably want to paint it with that Vanta black paint.
What fucking...
It's the darkest paint in the world. Like, it absorbs light. It's so crazy looking.
It absorbs
light? Yeah, like, if you shine up, you can shine, like, an extremely high flashlight directly at it, and it just, like, the light, it's weird. It looks like it's just disappearing.
What?
Yeah. It just absorbs the light. That's how dark it is. Yo. Is 99% black. Like, that would be so crazy.
Yeah, but car. I feel like your car would catch fire.
No, they have, people have their cars painted that color.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's weird. It's like, it looks so strange.
But does it fucking, it probably, like, attracts a lot of heat, though.
It probably attracts a lot of heat, but a little
You know what fucking, you know what sucks about New Jersey? Their tinted windows fucking rules, dude. We can't even have tinted windows in the front.
Nah, so I gotta buy your car from out of state if you want tinted windows.
Yeah, but even then, bro, you could still get a ticket. At the end of the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, but you can't.
If you get a fucking car down here and it's got tinted windows.
Oh, yeah, no, you're.
You're fucking, you're fine. You're good. As long as it's fucking.
Yeah, the back and whatnot.
Yeah, but like, I'm talking about the front. If the front was tinted down here. And it was fucking stock like that. And they gave you like that. The dealership gave you like that.
Then you're
perfectly, you're perfectly fine.
But you can't add it.
You gotta
it.
Prove it.
It's
you
so proving.
But like, yeah, there's like, there's like, you know, simple fucking ways out of like laws. If you really want to fucking be technical, think outside the box. Because I guarantee you, every law that fucking a cop or a freaking state has implanted, there's a fucking loophole. Loophole? The poop hole. Anyways. Yo, my girlfriend was telling me the other day. She goes on and starts saying freaking how, like, you walk, fucking they were walking in on the fucking pond or, like, this big-ass lake in the middle of the winter. And they fucking all used to ice skate. All of their fucking friends used to ice skate in the whole nine yards, bro. And, like, at the end of the day, why would you fucking even chance that, bro? You don't know how fucking solid that pond is. You don't know, you know, if there is a fucking slight current, if or if that fucking pond is just stagnant. And if that pond is stagnant, I guarantee if it's stagnant, it's going to have a stink smell. Because stagnant water that doesn't move just has that fucking disgusting smell.
Mm.
Like, just a marsh. It just has that disgusting smell. Stagnant water has that smell. So if it's not fucking smelling like horribleness, that means the water has a current. So if water has a current, how is that water even 100% able to freeze? It's got to be like below negative, like, what, 32 at least?
Yeah.
For it to be a solid fucking sheet of ice? If it's like that below, like, why would you even go outside at that point? Like, bundle up maybe, I guess. But, like, at the end of the day, it's not even worth fucking risking to go out on the lake. Because, like, you fall in, you're screwed. I don't think people realize.
Yeah, and that water's really, really cold as soon as your body hits it. I feel like most people don't realize that.
Yeah.
Like, how much that water hurts.
No, dude, that water sucks. That water literally sucks. Like, at the end of the day, you know, you're doing fucking, you know, you're doing fucking ice skates or doing fucking figure eights or fucking whatever fucking you were doing. And you end up fucking having a good time. Next minute you know, you fucking end up hearing a crack. And there's no chance. You just fall right through. Everybody around you fucking sees you. Somebody tries to fucking save you. Goes near the fucking, you know, circle that you fucking fell through. Or whatever. And then they fucking end up falling. Because fucking it's literally freaking, you know, fragile over there at that point. You just broke it. So they end up falling in. Now you got fucking multiple people fucking, you know, needing help. The fire department comes out with a big giant boat. That's the only way to get you. Literally, at the end of the day. Because if you crawl out, there's a good chance you could crawl out. But most likely you can't. Because fucking the second you try crawling out, that ice isn't solid. And you just snapped it. It's going to break off the second you try to grab onto it. So where the fuck are you going then? You gotta grab onto more ice? Still gonna break off at the end of the day. And you're breaking off more ice is making it more fucking fragile at that point. So, like, what do? And you can't even fucking swim under the water, bro.
No.
Forget that, bro. If you swim under the water, you're suffocating. You're dying.
And you won't even breathe.
There's nowhere to go. Fucking, you know, you might not even be able to get found, bro.
Yeah.
Because fucking somebody might not even know that, like, you're above them. Or, like, you're under them, and they're above you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you gotta find that hole, and if you don't find that hole, you're fucking screwed.
Yeah.
You're 100% fucking utterly screwed. It's just not fucking something you need to fucking be doing. But, like, I just need to get that fucking out. Like,
Don't be fucking putting yourself into danger. I don't want to hear fucking somebody fell inside a fucking lake, bro. Or, like, an ocean. It's really fucking, like... It's really stressful. It's really... It just... Overall, it just really fucking blows. Like, nobody wants to fucking see anybody fucking be, you know, falling. Or even hear about somebody falling inside of a lake. Because fucking, you know, you think it's a solid piece of fucking ice. When it's really honestly not. And then you fucking die because you fucking had hypothermia. And you think freaking, you know, you're not going to die or you're going to be okay. Because fucking, you know, you are like God himself. No, you ain't, motherfucker. You ain't God himself. That's my computer fucking going all sorts of fucked because of fucking I just plugged in my fucking phone. So anyways, yeah, you're not God himself, bro. You aren't fucking any of those things. You're not gonna fucking be able to walk on water. You're not gonna be able to fucking end up walking on fucking, you know, sheets of ice, and it's not gonna fucking crack, because one day, I guarantee you, that ice, it will crack. And, like, it's gonna blow. And once you fucking fall through, good luck. Because it really fucking will suck at the end of the day. And you'll be lucky if you even save your organs or your skin or even fucking, like, damage on, like, your hair.
Yeah.
Or your toes. You might be fucking lucky if you get your toes back. Or your fingers. Ha. Forget it. Forget it. You think fucking falling in, you know, a couple of degree fucking cold fucking water that's not even frozen on the beach? You think that's fucking cold? Try fucking falling in water that's fucking been frozen and just having a sheet of fucking ice on top of the fucking water. Anyways. Yo, you know what fucking pisses me off?
What?
When people are just driving past you, or you're at a supermarket, or you're at a store, or you're just even driving out of a store, or you're at a stop sign, you're at a stoplight, and some motherfucker, they just have the right out mind to just stare at you. Like, they know you, or they stare at you like you have fucking something on your nose, or they stare at you and say, yo, what is that fucking person doing? Like, why are you staring at me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's awkward. It makes me fucking awkward and just outright just weirded out and just don't do it. Like, it's really fucking, there's no reasoning for it, dude. At the end of the day, don't do it. Because, like, I don't need to be stared at, bro. Like, one of these days, I'm going to end up telling somebody, what the fuck are you staring at? Are you staring at me? Like, don't be fucking staring at me, bro. Stare at somebody else. Like, I don't deal with people's shit. And because I got diagnosed with Crohn's, my personality just kind of fucking changed. Like, I just don't want to tolerate with anybody's
bullshit. Yeah.
And stress. No, I don't need stress in my life anymore. No. So, you know, that's just fucking, it's weird, dude. People who cannot be parents, bro. I can't stand that.
Yeah, it's like people who just are not fit to be parents. They shouldn't even have a dog.
We'll get into that, but, like, I'm just gonna say that. People who cannot be fit as a parent or even take care of themselves should not be a parent. We'll go into detail again about that in the next podcast. Let's see. What else should we do? What else should we talk about? Yo, you know what I feel like Apple or any phone company really needs to introduce?
What?
They need to end up fucking introducing two mics on the phone. But these two mics need to fucking work, you know, on fucking a different board, or, like, they need to be fucking separated to where if one's recording or one's listening to audio, the other one can still listen to audio, but still not affect two mics to where freaking it's got fucking some weird frequency or you're like echo, some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, I would love, like, don't you hate guys how, like, you're video chatting or you're FaceTiming or you're Skyping and, like, you want to take a video or you want to Snapchat or, like, you want to record an audio recording? Or, like, you just want to record something in general, and you're on video chat, and you can't. You can't get that audio, because there's no two mics. Wouldn't you just love to be able to fucking get your audio and then be able to video chat at the same time and not have to worry. Like, wouldn't that be fucking grand?
Yeah, so much easier.
That would make life so much more easier. And I don't know why fucking no phone company has thought of that idea. Like, really. I don't know why. You know? At the end of the day, who knows? Fucking, you know? Yo. Child abuse. That's fucking fucked.
Yeah.
Dude, I was watching this fucking... I'm not gonna say any names. I'm not gonna fucking, you know, label fucking whether it was a female or a male that posted it. I'm not gonna fucking say if it was a female child or a male child, but it's all this fucking... post. And this fucking lady, she freaked. And she has a right to freak out. Fucking her child ended up fucking writing down, or fucking not her child ended up writing down, I guess the teacher or the daycare that fucking she brought her child to, they ended up writing down on his skin that he needs diapers, that he needs fucking, you know, to get more diapers or some shit like that. First off, you have no right to touch anybody's kid like that.
Yeah.
You had no fucking right in outright any mind to fucking put any markings, whether it is a bruise, whether it is a marker, whether if you're drawing on a pen, especially considering this kid looked like he was fucking like a 3-year-old.
Yeah, like
you don't write in marker or ink, whether you
on a person, that's...
even if it's non-toxic or even you know washable. She said she had to scrub it like 3 million times to get it off. At the end of the day, I don't want to be fucking hearing, you know, that shit. And if it was my fucking child, because fucking my girlfriend's got a child, and it's not my child, but it's still considered my child at the end of the day. I still love him like it's my kid, because he is my kid. But at the end of the fucking day, somebody ended up fucking doing that, throwing on his fucking skin.
Oh, yeah.
No, yo. It would be over. Yeah. I'm ripping you a new asshole with my bare fucking fists. Period. It's just gonna how it's gonna happen, bro. And at the end of the day, you're gonna fucking regret it. You're gonna regret even writing those words. I will be arrested. You have no right to touch my kid like that. And I swear, I will hit you so hard, you would feel like you just got fucking hit by fucking some Korean Chinese fucking karate fucking, you know, martial arts fucking kicker. Doing the fucking, what is it, the 1-inch punch?
Mm-hmm.
The little 1-inch punch for fucking, who started that shit?
I don't know.
It was fucking, there's a freaking specific person.
Oh, I think it was,
I can't remember his name.
Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Bruce Wayne.
No, Bruce Lee, yeah.
Bruce Lee. Yo, he's the sickest, coolest guy ever, I swear. I would never freaking end up fighting him.
No.
Never once in a million years would I want to fight him. And not even just that, but like, he's just an overall, it looked like he's a cool, like, guy to hang out with. I would definitely hang out with him if I had the chance, like, but, yeah, no, like, some crazy freaking motherfucker doing, like, a 1-inch punch or, like, doing a 3-inch punch and just, you know, kicking the shit out of you, like, that's what I'm gonna fucking do to you, bro. It's literally, you don't go near my child, you don't go fucking near my freaking girlfriend.
No.
Without my permission, and if freaking you follow those rules, I'm okay. If you don't fucking end up writing on my fucking child a bunch of fucking nonsense, you could write me a fucking email. You could write me a fucking... You could write a note.
Or a text. Like, why do you have to write on children?
Yeah, you could text me. You could even fucking individually call me saying, this is an urgent matter. Can you please call us back? If it's an urgent matter, I'm probably going to listen. And I'm going to fucking end up calling you back. But, like, if you're writing on my son, or you're writing on my daughter, or you're writing on my fucking son that wants to be a daughter, or you're writing on my daughter who wants to be a son, I don't give two fucks. I'm royally beating the living piss out of you. You're going to die by my bare fists, period. Don't touch my son. That's all I gotta say. And, like, every woman, every fucking, I hope, every male Like, I mean, not every woman. There's fucking females out there that they can just can't be fit to be even a parent.
Yeah.
Like, they can't be fit because, like, you know, either they're homeless, they do drugs, they're fucking in and out of fucking rehab, they're in and out of fucking the, you know, prison because fucking they're, you know, a felon or criminal, whatever the case might be. They just can't be a fucking parent. But, like, I hope anybody that is, like, a protective parent definitely agrees. Some fucking horse shit. You should not be fucking dealing with that. I wouldn't tolerate it. Like, I just hope this lady fucking gets some freaking, you know, something. Like, yeah. You know, she gets an attorney.
Some kind of a settlement.
Because this was fucking recent, dude.
Yeah.
This was fucking very recent. I messaged her to try to talk to her about it, but, like, I can't mention her name. Mm-hmm. I'll probably end up mentioning it later in the podcast. But, yeah, it's just some ridiculousness. I would not tolerate or stand up for it at the end of the day.
That's so bad to be writing on children.
Yeah.
Like, especially young children, like, it's all that shit's gonna seep into their skin.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking nuts. But, let's see. I mean, we're at 41 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know Saturday, because we want to get this out to you guys. We don't want to just get this on our profiles and whatnot, because some people don't, you know, listen to, you know, us. But some people might not even, you know, end up, you know, listening because they don't have freaking, you know, a smartphone, or they don't have, like, a Twitter page or a Facebook page or an Instagram page to follow us. So we only did this freaking, you know, keep you updated. Because we don't want to lose any audience, and, you know, we don't want to just leave you empty-handed. But we still do feel kind of sick.
Mm.
Like, we are still kind of sick, right? Yeah. I'm still fucking, you know, feeling my nose a little stuffy. But, like, we will end up freaking, you know, posting something probably Sunday, maybe Monday. But, Saturday, I'm working fucking 7 in the morning to 11 at night. So, there's no way I'm going to be able to do it Saturday. Let alone, you know, I feel like shit a little bit still.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, this flu is fucking... It sucks. Just get your flu shot. You don't want the fucking flu. Like, the flu shot, yeah, you might get sick a little bit. Now, I can understand if somebody gets massively sick. But if you don't get massively sick with it, just get it. Like, you're going to fucking refrain from getting the flu. And if you get the flu, it's going to be small, it's going to be quick, it's going to be like a cold. Because fucking the flu, like, Sal, tell him how much it sucks.
Yeah, it sucked pretty bad.
Yeah,
like, no form.
It really sucks. It's like the fucking coronavirus that's going around.
Oh, it's so bad.
Yo, what's up with that?
Is this in New Jersey?
Is it really?
Yeah. There's how one fucking supposed case.
One supposed case.
Yeah.
But it hasn't broke out yet, so
no.
We're good.
We just have, like, isolated cases across the country. It's just from people who came back from China.
Yeah, but it's isolated.
Like, yeah. China, the whole, all of China is getting covered slowly.
Really?
Yeah.
How slowly?
There's only a little bit left, but, like, it's been getting covered over time.
What do you mean it's getting covered?
Like, it's been spreading.
Like?
The virus.
They say that's the flu for China.
Yeah, they have a flu, the bad flu, but that's because they bring in, like, they'll eat wild, they have a wild animal fucking trade, like, they buy and sell wild animals that are sometimes still alive, so, like, they get all these viruses from these animals that just have bats, and I think this virus came from bats, they have it for a soup, but they're wild, they're not farmed, and they're just chilling in these cages in a market. All different types of wild animals, and that's where all of these different diseases always keep coming from. That's where swine flu came from, and then it got into the pigs. Same with the bird flu, and then it got into the chickens.
Didn't that start here, though?
No, that was all from China.
Swine flu never came down here?
Yeah, it did come here, yeah.
But, like, how bad of a case?
Oh, it was pretty bad. It killed a couple people, actually.
Down here?
People in Louisiana, a bunch of places all over.
Yo... Imagine China fucking starts fucking another swine flu virus, but, like, it's the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally what I'm scared of, because, like, we got all these cases. How many cases are there so far?
There's a couple.
Like, You think you freaking... I only fucking saw there's like two last I checked. Yeah, no. One down here and one in fucking Chicago or some shit.
No, there's a couple all over.
But like, I feel like that would definitely, like, yeah. If that breaks out, that's going to kill a lot of people.
It's supposed to kill a lot. They predict it's supposed to kill a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah. Like 34 million people. But I feel like majority of those people are going to be in China. Because it's also in France, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's spread to France.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I feel like a majority of that number is going to come from China.
Now it's spreading in the United States. Imagine our population diminishes, bro.
That would be so bad.
You realize how bad that would be?
Yeah.
Iran could do something.
We'd all be... They'd be risking getting the flu, too.
Yeah, bro. Like, I don't think they get two shits, bro.
Yeah.
We just kind of killed their fucking Iranian leader, dude. I'm not going to go back into detail with this. Somebody fucking already gave us their fucking hate fucking comment. And I fucking told him off. Don't give us our fucking... I'm telling you again. Do not give us hate. We don't need to fucking hear that. And I'm going to put this... I'm going to put it as a fucking hashtag. And you are too, bro. I'm going to fucking let you. We're going to put it as fucking Iranian war or some shit. I don't know. Fucking maybe like... Maybe the hashtag would be... Iran World War III. We fucked up. On one fucking simpler fucking like... Hashtag. Or like... You know... Iran... versus Trump, or some fucking bullshit. Like, it would be funny. Like, the hashtag will be fucking instantly funny. And, like, I will make it our own hashtag, along with fucking other hashtags that fucking deal with Iran and shit. But, like, that was just gonna be fucking really funny. And I swear, if any motherfucker decides to say I'm doing this because of views, or I'm fucking trying to fucking, you know, bring World War III into our podcast because fucking of our views, fuck off, bro. I'm not trying to fucking do that shit. You kiss my fucking left dick, bro, or my right dick, whatever. Fucking, I'll literally fucking form another dick on my body, bro. All I have to do is think and meditate, I guarantee it, and I'll grow another dick. Don't matter. But anyways, we guys are gonna, or me and Sal, we're gonna let you go. I hope you fucking enjoy this podcast. Like I said, I want to hear you guys' comments. I've gotten, like, one comment so far. That was a hateful comment. Like, I don't want to fucking deal with that. I mean, I got a couple of comments, but those are from my fucking friends. Like, I want to hear comments from other individuals outside of my friend lines, outside of my family. If you fucking feel like, you know, this is shit, tell me, bro. But fucking don't be fucking hateful with it. Like, give me advice. Tell me what I should do. Fucking do whatever. Go into detail. But, don't be giving me your hateful shit. We don't want to be hearing your hateful shit. So, you agree, Sal?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be fucking listening to your hateful comments. And I know, at some point, when we get big, if we do get big, hopefully, you know, we're gonna fucking have some hate. It's gonna happen. We're gonna say something. People are gonna get butthurt. They're gonna get hated. Freaking, we're gonna get hated on.
Yeah, that's how you know you're doing good.
Uh-huh.
That's how you know you're doing good.
Why? Because you got hated on?
Yeah, because people are noticing you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but like, at the end of the day, I don't want to fucking be getting hated on either.
Yeah.
But who knows if we even get that far. We'll fucking find out within the next 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Because Sal, we're going to be doing this for a long, long time. It's going to be fucking like every fucking Saturday or some shit. We're going to be doing it, and we're going to fucking be having a good time.
Plus the minisodes.
Oh, yeah. In between. Fucking short clips, bro. We're going to have some short clip episodes. Like, I don't know about fucking, you know, my brother-in-law telling me fucking I need, you know, longer episodes. Nah, I feel like the short clips are fucking good. Like I said in the last podcast, said in one of the podcasts, I've done so much now. I don't even remember which one. So, it's fucking definitely the one freaking before all of this. I can tell you that right now. Yeah. It's not going to be fucking one above this. That would just make no sense.
No.
Fucking, I mean, they're all in order. You know, short clip, episode one. I'm pretty sure the fucking... The shortest clip we had, it's labeled episode one, right?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. That's like that's the fucking first beginning. I'm not changing that, bro.
Yeah, no.
That's like That's the start of Podacity. You gotta keep that there. But, yeah, like, I don't know, fucking, you definitely just need to listen into fucking, you know, our podcasts. If you haven't, if you're listening to this one and you haven't listened to our other podcasts, definitely check out the other ones. I mean, they're a little, some of them are a little crusty. Because it was our first time. But
I feel like only the first one's really crusty.
Yeah, the first one's a little crusty because we were fucking doing it in a shed.
Yeah.
Because fucking we had no fucking where to do it. And we wanted to do it that day. Everybody was busy doing things in the house. I can't do it. It's impossible in my house.
Yeah.
Oh! Fucking balls, dude. I'm trying to fucking grab my water. Is that somebody's homework?
It's Anselm's driver's ed notes.
Oh, my fuck, bro. She's gonna murder me. So my little sister's fucking driver's ed notes just got ripped because they got stuck onto the bottom of fucking this Brita fucking pitcher that I'm drinking my water out of. Because it was moist. Wonderful. Oh, well. I don't know what happened to it. Do you, Sal?
Nah.
Anyways. Yeah, but if you haven't listened to the other podcasts, definitely listen to those. They're really, really good.
They are pretty good.
But we're going to let you guys go. I mean, I've already said this.
Have a fucking podtastic day.
Podtastic day. I love it. Fucking pod worlds. I don't know why I started that.
Yeah.
It's just kind of fucking... That started, bro. It's just bro.
The first episode intro.
Yeah, the first episode. It. If you don't understand pod world, it was just the first episode. Like, we... I don't know, I just fucking said, what's up, Pod Worlds? Pod Worlds, Pod Worlds, ah, that's gonna be our intro. So, fucking, it's just stuck. So, good night. I hope you guys love this. Like I said, won't be freaking one this Saturday. But, I don't know, maybe I'll post this Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, fucking end up, I mean, like, what's the fucking... It's already at 51. I mean, I try to fucking keep Saturdays freaking longer than fucking 51
minutes. Yeah, that's true.
At the end of the day. But, yeah, definitely fucking end up, you know, looking at that other shit. Good night. Love you guys. Hope you have freaking, you know, a good time. Also, I just want to get this out there. If somebody's fucking stressing and they need any help and they need to talk to somebody and it's not right away, they need to talk to somebody, but they've been stressing about some things, and they need advice, you can email us if you want. Me and Sal could give you some advice.
Yeah.
You know, freaking Sal's got the email, I'm pretty sure. You got the email, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Sal's got the email, too. So if you need any advice, be like, yo, I need help, blah, blah, blah. We will try to contact you as quick as possible. It's going to be hectic. You know, things are fucking hectic as is, you know, with this, just alone, and we're just starting, like, and when fucking you just start, you know, it sounds like shit at first,
yeah,
but, like, you do get better in the future, like, things start getting better and they improve, it just takes time. I mean, I did fucking photography, the fuck did they label it as the class fucking TV production? That's it. I did TV production. And that's fucking hard.
Yeah.
People don't realize, like, back in the day, yeah, my brother-in-law, he does fucking radio. But, like, I mean, he's really good. You should really, give him a chance. I feel like everybody doesn't give him a chance. Like, my buddy fucking, he ended up freaking telling me he fucking listened to him for a couple minutes and turned him off because he wasn't funny. But, like, he's a more serious type of guy, too. He likes to talk about seriousness and gives you, like, life, you know, experiences or things you can experience or just, like, gives you advice overall. And, like, I feel like if you need help or you need somebody to talk to, he's definitely, like, somebody that you could just listen to. And, like, you could definitely be like, yeah, no, that's definitely true. Or, yeah, no, I feel that. But, you know, definitely listen to him. Like I said, give him a chance. But, if you don't like him, oh well, that's your fucking opinion. I honestly don't give two fucks. You could end up freaking, you know, telling me off. But, I told you again, no hateful shit. But, good night. I have said this about 3 million times. Good night. God bless. Fucking, you know, thank you for fucking listening to our podcast. Hope you have a, you know, nice fucking future and endeavor. And I hope you fucking are alive to end up fucking listening to our next podcast. If you know you're sick, get the flu, you got the coronavirus, or you're dying of, you know, an illness or whatever, I hope you do get better. I hope you all do get better. I don't want anybody dying. I fucking wish freaking everybody the best of luck. Good night. You fucking, do you have anything else to fucking give them to Sal?
Yeah, no, I think we
do. I mean, you did fucking have a fucking couple things on your fucking laptop. Let's fucking, you know what? What do you have on your laptop?
I have a lot of stuff on my laptop.
Like what?
I have like enough for a whole podcast episode.
Give them like three right now. You haven't fucking gone into detail and fucking, we're gonna, if somebody's fucking listening into this right now, bro, they're definitely a pod ass of the fucking fan.
Yeah.
They gotta fucking listen to this.
They listen to this.
Go on, Sal.
I got so many topics that way.
Pick one. Anyone. Don't matter. We'll go all over these topics, dude.
Fucking.
Just pick anyone.
Streaming.
Streaming?
Streaming.
What do you mean streaming?
Streaming. Like, is streaming gonna be the future of the fucking... I mean, I feel like it's gonna definitely be the future of everything. Of gaming, of paying for things.
Blow my nose.
Of watching things. Because, like, you know, yeah, Netflix and Disney Plus and Hulu and Apple TV and Samsung TV and fucking Roku and Amazon.
I feel like they definitely, you know, streaming, it's definitely like a new... It's a new revolution that's going to end up going into somewhere. Because, like, fucking, you got, what, Stadia now, is it called?
Yeah, you can stream video games.
Yeah, you can, like, stream video any games. Device. Check that shit out. You can stream any fucking video game on any device, like a computer. I don't think
tablet.
You can do it on a phone.
Yeah, you can do it on a phone.
What the fuck, bro? Yeah, it's going to be the future, dude.
Yeah, you can do it anywhere. Like, that's just live.
Like,
bam. Especially with 5G.
No lags.
Yeah, when 5G comes, it's going to be ridiculous. Mm. Because then your mobile speeds are going to be crazy. You'll be able to, like, run better gameplay on your phone at times than in your own house on the internet.
Yo, 100%.
And, I mean, yeah.
Next thing.
Fucking.
What's your next topic? Freaking John. I was literally calling you my
John.
Name. John. I'm John. Fuck, I'm Sal, and you're John.
Speaking of the streaming, though, 4K computer animation. You ever seen... Like, the new 4K computer animation where, like, you can't tell if that's a person or a drawing. Like, it is ridiculous. You can see the fucking, the beads of fucking tiny sweat on their face and the pores and the fucking tiniest hairs on their faces.
Yo.
It's ridiculous.
4K is definitely going to be something. I just can't wait until they start making it into 8K.
Mm.
They start interested. Like, they already have TVs like that.
Yeah, but I don't think they have any content necessarily
out in 8K. Dude, like, they're still trying to get the hang of 4K, I feel like. Nobody knows how to do 4K and shit.
Yeah, so, we're just getting the hang of that.
Okay, last topic, Sal. We got to go before somebody walks in this door and disturbs our podcast.
Fucking projectors versus regular televisions. Like, what do you...
Yo,
what do you think?
I feel like projectors, I feel like they definitely need to end up, you know, creating it to where there is no lag for, like, video games or, like, you know, whether you're hooked up to a computer or you're hooked up to a, you know, PlayStation, there is a slight lag.
Yeah.
There's a slight lag. The fucking second you shoot your bullet, you're probably dying. And especially if it's a shooter.
Yeah, and especially if it's not a good projector.
But, yeah, that's
the
worst.
If you don't have a good projector, it's...
Yeah, you know, you get what you pay for at the end of the day. Literally. You might be young right now if you're listening to this. I told everybody, do not let their kids listen into this. No, this is not a fucking healthy podcast for a fucking child to be listening into. But if your kid listens to this, I'm not fucking taking any freaking, you know, credit for them to listen to this. I'm not fucking taking any freaking, you know, I'm not getting sued for it. It's not happening. I've told you several times. You can't, like, I'm pretty sure they can't sue me because of that.
Yeah, no.
I've told them several times.
If you disclose it, they even said something on the Instagram. It's
dude,
a fucking mature podcast.
Yeah,
like,
dude. I'll start editing it on every fucking podcast now in the fucking... Mm-hmm. I mean, it even says, no, it says explicit right on it, bro. In Spotify, it says explicit.
Yeah.
All of my thing are is explicit, bro. So, like, you're going to expect curse words. You're going to expect fucking, you know, talking about the fucking female organism and the fucking male organism. And we're pretty sure we started talking about the dick and the pussy the last time.
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah, but, like, I'm not going to get into more detail with that. But, definitely, you know, I think it's fucking a good, you know, type of thing for, like, movies and whatnot, streaming, you know, different types of movies, because fucking, you know, you can make that fucking as big as you want, especially if it's a 4K projector. Pretty sure they have an 8K projector now. So, like, if it was an 8K projector, even though fucking, you know, there is no content for 8K, it's still going to be the Christmas. Yeah,
it's going to be...
It's going to be the Christmas that you can fucking get. And at the end of the day, I ain't complaining.
No.
Because that quality is going to fucking beat overall every other quality in the fucking world right now. I mean, like, I'm pretty sure even, like, movie theaters and all that shit, they don't even have fucking 8K. It's all fucking, like, closest you're going to get is 4K.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, 8K is great. I've never fucking looked at it. I've never even got to even seen it. Like, I've only seen videos, and, like, those videos...
Yeah, you're only looking at that video through a maximum of 4K, so,
The maximum of 4K, so you're never gonna know. But, like, I don't even see them in fucking, like, stores.
No, you gotta get them online. I think Sony's the only one...
No.
Company that made them. I think it's, like, $8,000 or something
for a 50-inch. That's the reason why they don't end up fucking putting it in the store. Because it's a ridiculous-ass motherfucking price at the end of the day. But, like, I definitely think, freaking, you know, they get the lag with gaming, with the projector screens, down to a freaking, you know, science, and there's no lag. Yeah, they definitely need to do that. Yeah. They're going to be fucking selling projector screens off the chart. People are going to want to buy those projector screens because fucking it will make it so much easier.
Than like, having a TV, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you can have your projector someplace hidden away.
Yeah, most definitely.
With all your fucking devices also hidden away and all your wires hidden away.
Yeah, most definitely. But, that was the last fucking, you know, topic. Mark those off, Sal, that we fucking did those topics.
Next week we'll talk about fucking anime titties.
Animated titties?
Yeah, anime. Yeah, it's...
Yo, fuck it. That's talk about animated titties right now,
No, not actual animated titties. That's just what I titled it.
Oh, you just titled it?
We're talking about anime. I want to talk about some anime next week. Fucking get into it.
Shit.
Fucking talk about our favorites.
Anime and animated porn?
If you want to.
Yo, if you ever fucking listen, we're going to talk about this in the next podcast, but just look up the word hentai on fucking Pornhub or whatever, whatever porn's fucking search website you listen in, fucking, or you watch. Just like, yeah, definitely fucking end up, you know, listening into it. And check it out. I feel like...
Talking about all of our favorite animes.
Yeah, we'll be talking about our fucking favorite animes, fucking a porn might pop up, fucking... And they're about fucking tentacles. Long story short, just look it up if you're fucking interested and you like our podcast and you really want to fucking listen to that podcast. If you don't, I'd advise you the next podcast, do not listen to Sal. That's all I'm saying. Is if I fucking introduce and say, hey, Sal, you got something? Just skip that part, bro, because I guarantee you. There's about to be animated fucking porn subjects, and it's not going to be fucking, you know, 100% clean. It's going to be 100% fucked up and explicit. Definitely, I'll be surprised if Spotify does not kick me off at the end of the day. But, tonight, good luck, enjoy the show, or the fucking podcast, or whatever you fucking are, you know, doing, and have fun.